Do you have an old godly anger in you? Where do you think it comes from? What does Goliath represent? Goliath represents the world. Now, this world that you are living in right now is mocking at you, Christian. It's mocking at the church. It's blaspheming against God and Christianity. The world is saying, now, you won't fight against me. Why? Because you need me. You need the success that I can give you. You need the prosperity. You need the riches that I can give you. Am I right to say that? The world knows. The world can read your heart. The world knows. You get what I mean? Now, to the parents, the world will say, I know you, you know. You pray for your children. But with academic success and spirituality, I know what will you choose. You will choose academic success for your children first. I know you. Between a life-changing conference here and a family tour, you struggle a bit, ultimately you'll go for the tour, not the conference. You get what I mean? The world knows, people. And can you hear it's mocking? Now I tell you that. Your hearts not be stirred. Your godly anger will not come. It will not arise in you if you cannot hear the mocking sound of the world. So I'm saying to you now, Christians, brethren, and young people, is there anyone among us like David with godly anger arising in you? Is there such a person here? Why? You say, why? Because the world is mocking at you, and as a result of that, you see the whole world is wounded. Even the people of God, the church, is wounded. Christians are wounded. That's why they think for themselves only. They think for their family only. Anyone with godly anger rising up in the midst of this to love, to serve, to witness, to give, and to preach the gospel of Jesus. Now I'm calling out for people like that in the midst of us. After this conference, let me say something very truthfully. This generation will pass away if there is no David, if there's no Daniel at all in this era. This era will just pass away with Christians just giving God some lip service, mental ascent. Yeah, God, you are good, you know. Amen, hallelujah. And that's it. The era will just pass away like that. Okay, and then the world will keep mocking at Christians and Christianity. And you will lose your values, the true belief of Christianity. This is what has happened to America. That's why my purpose of coming here. Why? Why am I doing this conference? To raise up a few Daniels. Just a few Daniels, Davids, Caleb and Joshua, all these people. If you rise up, there will be hope for America. There will be hope for the young people here. Mm-hmm.